Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The words investment banker and Bangladesh rarely share the same sentence, but they are on the resume of Doreen Shanaz.
Defined optimism. As a Bangladeshi woman, I led a lifetime defining those words. The reason why? I am creating the world's first social stock exchange, and this will revolutionize the way we look at development in Asia and hopefully the rest of the world.
Doreen launched the Impact Investment Exchange in 2013 in a TED Talk. The social stock exchange is going strong today, connecting capital with projects in Cambodia, Bangladesh, and the Philippines, from diesel to biofuel and vocational programs. 12 million people throughout Asia have reportedly benefited. Doreen Shanaz lives in Singapore, was a recipient of last year's Asia Society's Game Changer Award, and is the first Bangladeshi woman to graduate from the Wharton School of Business and go to work directly on Wall Street.
So the way it usually works is, you know, we initially spent a lot of time trying to find these entities, right, who are out there doing this great work but could be financially viable. And now I guess we are at a stage they come to us because we have had a lot of success in terms of working with them. So usually an entrepreneur will come and say, hey, you know, we have this low-cost school which is working with the poor. I'm charging very little. And is there any way I can go to the next stage? So what we do is we spend quite a bit of time getting them what we call sort of investment ready. We also work with them in terms of calculating the social impact that they're creating. So the whole financial and the social, I would say, calculations go hand in hand. And then we basically put it up in front of our investors. And I think what has been nice for us to see the fact that on the investor side, people tend to invest where they're from, right? So once they do one of them, then they say, oh, this is actually sort of interesting. So then they look at a different sector or different country. So we are actually in the process also changing the behavior of investors, which is great.
Let's talk about a project that has actually returned on equity, that someone can go, yes, I improve things, and I also have an investment that's worth more today than it was when I invested.
There is an entity that we helped get to the next stage in Cambodia where he was bringing the entrepreneur off-grid electricity to the rural poor. It was about 60,000 households. So we, you know, we worked in a very early stage, which was taking an independent power plant, turn it from diesel into biofuel, and then working with him and taking it to the off-grid. And that one, actually, he returned about 25% IRR, which is, you know, incredible. Again,
maybe the 25% should go to the people of Cambodia who are poor. The capitalist model rewarding the investor is fine, but isn't the goal to really redirect wealth into places like Cambodia?
Very good question. I think what's nice is this cannot be purely commercial. So we do need what we call sort of a blended finance. And then in terms of the money returning back to the Cambodian people, we do see that that does happen because what's happening now is, one, the people who didn't have electricity, they are getting it. Number two, we do see the fact that the productivity goes up. And then three, we see the investors who are getting the return actually reinvest in the communities. So I guess rightly it's called sort of the social capital market. So it is social and it is about sort of doing good and using finance to do good, which is really nice. For once, we are kind of seeing what finance should be doing, you know, working very holistically.
Are you worried that if interest rates start to pop up, that the kinds of returns that you'll be able to get will not look as attractive? I mean, if you can get 25% out, you are gold standard in these times of 3% interest rates or 1% or even negative interest rates. If that should change, is it a perilous moment?
I don't think so, because the return that you're getting, it's a financial return and a social return as well. So we really try to push both. So I'm not worried. I mean, we have been doing it for 7 years now, and, you know, people don't quib about, oh, you know, I should have gotten a percentage more or less. People do see this as a dual return, and now more and more the environmental angle is coming in as well.
You're insulated by the aspirations of people who want to
exactly
have a better life.
Exactly. And this is an amazing opportunity for them, and they they don't, you know, take it lightly.
Well, that is optimism, and I can definitely feel it. Doreen, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Doreen Shinaz is the founder of the Impact Investment Exchange Asia.